Shalom, everyone, and welcome to today's CBH podcast with Amita Cologne. We invite you to subscribe so you can get the latest episodes. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we pray that today's teaching is a blessing to all who are listening in Yeshua's name. Amen. And here's Amita.
Shabbat Shalom. Today we're going to talk about who do you run to? Many times in our lives, when we encounter tribulations and hardship in our lives, we tend to focus on how we can fix it, how we can fix the situation ourselves, instead of asking for advice from Elohim or even advice from people in our surroundings who are believers in Yeshua. Think about Yeshua's mother. John 2:3-4. On Tuesday, there was a wedding at Canaan in the Galilee, and the mother of Yeshua was there. Yeshua too was invited to the wedding along with his Talmudim. The wine ran out, and Yeshua's mother said to him, "They have no more wine." From her, Miriam, the mother of Yeshua, we can learn a few things. Number one, her attitude. She was attentive. Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing out of selfish or conceit, but with humility consider others as more important than yourselves, looking out not only for your own interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude yourselves, which also was in Messiah Yeshua. Yeshua's mother cared about her friends. We don't know if these were family members or friends, but we can see her heartfelt care. She then did not try to fix it herself. What did she do? Number two, she told Yeshua about it. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Yeshua, trying to point out her mother's tenderness, answered in a way that appeared to be non-caring. John 2:4, Yeshua replied, "Mother, what should that concern me or you? My time hasn't come yet." Yeshua is pointing out that in reality all things concern him, but he will fix it in his own time and hour. And he will fix it in a way that will glorify the Father. Yeshua's mother thought proceeded in John 2:5. His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Number three, persistence and trust. Psalms 37:5. Commit your way to Adonai, trust in him, and he will do it. Number four, confidence. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the one who trusts in Adonai, whose confidence is in Adonai. Miriam had confidence that Yeshua could fix the problem. And not only that, she transferred this confidence to the servants by telling them to do whatever he told them. The servants, all of them, put their trust in Yeshua and did exactly as he had commanded them. Have you put your trust in Yeshua? Today is the day. When we follow Yeshua, he helps us with all our situations. He is faithful to see us through and faithful to complete the task at hand at the right time and at the right hour. Number five, Miriam demonstrated no doubt. 1 John 5:15. And first, we know that he hears us. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the request we have asked from him. Miriam might have been thinking about worldly things and cares. But nevertheless, she ran to the one she knew could fix the situation. Yeshua, being the good son that he was, took this opportunity to reveal the prophecy of what was to come, his death and resurrection. He said in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Say yes. Say yes right now. Abba Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for your counsel. Thank you for your sacrifice. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Shalom! And may the Lord bless you.